happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Study Abroad program is signing kids up now. So if you're a student at UL and you'd be interested in studying abroad this coming summer, you can call the Study Abroad office at 482-5438 or email them at studyabroad@louisiana.edu. And the Village Acadien has opened their annual Christmas month of celebrations and entertainment. This evening, the Louisiana Ragin' Cajun Student Athletic Advisory Committee is hosting a holiday food drive, and the Ragin' Cajun Spirit Night will be taking place at Noel Acadien au Village. There will be $1 off for attendees wearing their Ragin' Cajun gear. And for more information, you can go to the Noel Acadien au Village website. Tomorrow evening in Grand Coteau at St. Charles College, there will be a poetry writing workshop offered by Daryl Bork. To register, you can contact Patrice Melnick at 254-9695 or email festivalwords@gmail.com. That's Daryl Bork giving a poetry writing workshop tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 p.m. in Grand Coteau at St. Charles College. The Acadiana Center for the Arts PASA Main Stage Series presents Danu, an Irish Christmas, tomorrow evening at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available by calling the Hyman Performing Arts Center or going to Ticketmaster.com. That is Danu, an Irish Christmas, tomorrow evening at 7:30. Chorale Acadienne will give their Christmas by Candlelight concerts this week, tomorrow evening, December 3rd at 7:30, and Friday the 6th at 7:30 in the Cathedral of St. John in Lafayette. Tickets are available through their website, chorealeacadienne.com, or calling their office at 349-5342. The United Way of Acadiana is recruiting volunteers to provide extra reading practice for local elementary school students. Trainings to become a United Way reader will be held tomorrow on Wednesday, December 4th from 10 to 11 a.m. at the United Way of Acadiana office. For more information, you can call United Way or go to their website, unitedwayofacadiana.org/UW Readers. That's United Way offering trainings for United Way readers this Wednesday for Lafayette Parish, 10 to 11 at their offices. On Thursday, December 5th, at the Thinstead Center in Grand Coteau, there will be poetry and stories. Reading will be Gina Ferrara. She'll be reading from her latest collection of poems. And Wilda Richard, born in Bellevue, Louisiana, will be sharing stories of her childhood to the present. Her presentation will be recorded and archived at the Center for Louisiana Studies. Afterwards, there's an open mic session. That's this Thursday, December 5th, from 7 to 9 p.m. in Grand Coteau at the Thinstead Center. The Lafayette Community Health Care Clinic will hold their annual fundraiser called the Silver Bell Soiree this Thursday, December 5th, in the Oil Center at the Palmetto Club. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can contact the Lafayette Community Health Care Clinic. The UL Lafayette School of Music is having their annual Christmas concert this Thursday, December 5th in Angel Hall at 7:30. The concert this Thursday will feature the UL Chorale and Chamber Singers, the UL Wind Ensemble, and the UL Symphony Orchestra. Admission is free and open to everyone. There are only 800 seats, though. It was overflowing last year, and they won't be having any standing room only, so you can get there a little early and get a seat for this free concert. The UL Lafayette School of Music and their annual Christmas concert. Also this Thursday, opening on the UL campus, is the 11th annual holiday pottery sale in the ceramics studio. Students and faculty of the Department of Visual Arts in the ceramics area will be selling pottery to raise money to attend the 29th Alabama Clay Conference in Birmingham, Alabama. The sale opens this Thursday with from 7 to 10 p.m. and continues through Saturday. All are invited to see the work of these talented students and faculty members, as well as to purchase some of their work. This Thursday, December 5th, opening in Fletcher Hall. The Iberia Performing Arts League will have its Christmas play, open its Christmas play, A Nice Family Gathering by Phil Olson, this Thursday, December 5th. It will run two weekends, closing on the 15th. All performances are at the S&E Theater in New Iberia. For more information, you can call the theater for tickets or information. The annual Louisiana Choral Foundation's Christmas concert, Christmas Spirits, will be presented in two venues in Lake Charles. The Immaculate Conception Cathedral, that is in Lake Charles, this Friday, December 6th at 7:30, and at the Immaculate Conception Church in Sulphur on Sunday, December 8th at 3 o'clock. The Masterworks Chorale will present Hodi by John Levitt and some other pieces, including How Far Is It to Bethlehem, One December Bright and Clear, and What Shall We Give? The Le Petit Voix and the Bayou Bell Choir will also present seasonal selections at these concerts. Again, this Friday in Lake Charles at the Immaculate Conception Cathedral, 7:30, and on Sunday in Sulphur at the Immaculate Conception Church, 3 o'clock. Earthshare Gardens will have their fall fundraiser this Friday, December 6th at the Feed and Seed in Lafayette. Doors open at 7. Performing will be the Clay Parker Band at 8 and Soul Creole with Louis Michaud and Corey Ledet at 9:30. Again, that is a fundraiser for Earthshare Gardens. The Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation and the Let's Be Totally Clear campaign have partnered on some Breathe Easy statewide concerts. This Friday in Opelousas at Bose Garage, there will be a 100% smoke-free concert at 9 o'clock, Friday, December 6th, Bose Garage in Opelousas. The Boogie All-Stars will be performing, and they'll have lots of information about the Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation and the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company presents Cinderella's Holiday Dining. That will be this Saturday, December 7th at 12 noon. For ticket information, you can contact the Children's Theater Company or go to their website, childrenstheater.cc. That is in Lake Charles this coming Saturday. And there will be a very special event taking place in Arneville this weekend. Fire and Water will take place on Saturday the 7th. Will take place all over Arneville, particularly centered around New News. But on the Friday, there will be a special soirée galette en feu. It's a three-course dinner and a beer pairing, and proceeds from the soirée will help the Semaine Française Louisiane France. And lots of great things happening. A French chef, Chef Antoine, and students will be giving a culinary demonstration on how to make galettes. For more information about the Soirée Galette en Feu or Le Feu et l'Eau, which takes place on the Saturday, you can contact the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective in Arneville. Either go to their website or call them at 435-3307. There will be lots of music beginning at 11 in the morning and going through well into the evening, and lots of other entertainment. The Bayou Blend Chorus Christmas Show will take place this Saturday, December 7th in New Iberia at the Sliman Performing Arts Theater. Their Christmas show is called Trouble in Toyland. The 4 p.m. Performance or the 7 p.m. performance will both be at the Sliman. Tickets will be available before each performance. In Franklin, the Christmas Parade will be held on Saturday, December 7th as well. Lineup starts at 5:30 and the parade is at 6. That's in Franklin. And a fundraiser for Pillows of Hope will be in Lafayette at the Blue Moon Saloon on Sunday, December 8th from 4 to 8 p.m. Major Handy and his Louisiana Soul Review will be performing. Shadows on the Tesh will have their Christmas event this coming Sunday, December 8th in New Iberia. There will be the Shadows Gingerbread Christmas Tea for children ages 4 through 10, and then Magic on Main will be from 12 noon until 7 o'clock. And that is in New Iberia. The Savoy King, Chick Webb and the Music That Changed America is a documentary film being presented by the Cane Fire Film Series December 9th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. That's Monday, December 9th. Tickets will be available at the door or by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The UL Lafayette Press will have their annual holiday book sale on Tuesday, December 10th. That will be at the UL Alumni Center on St. Mary Boulevard. Cultural activist, poet, environmentalist, singer-songwriter, and UL Press author Zachary Richard will be there and will give a special musical performance and sign copies of his new book, The History of the Acadians of Louisiana. Lots of UL Press books will be there for sale. For more information, you can call them or go to their website. And the Backyard Series continues with their annual cooking program for December. That will be on Tuesday, December 10th as well at Vermilionville. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also support KRVS very easily at our website. Just click on that Pledge Now or Support button and make your secure contribution to KRVS. And if you're considering your end of year donations, gifts, you can do that easily at our website at krvs.org. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's World of Opera. At 11, Japan Jukebox. Sound Club at midnight. And Terminal Addiction at 1 in the morning. In just a few moments, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.